Welcome to the Health Fix Podcast, where health junkies get their weekly fix of tips, tools, and techniques to have limitless energy, sharp minds, and fit physiques for life.
So if you're struggling a little bit on the mindset part of health, wellness, life in general, these podcasts are just for you. I'm going to keep them on the shorter side of things because I want you to be thinking about these things as maybe something you can listen to on the way to work. Schedule out your Wednesdays to have a little bit of podcast with me to help you on the most important aspect of your health, your mindset. Hello, health junkies. On this episode of the Health Fix Podcast, I'm interviewing Teresa Lear Levine, and we are going to be talking all about EFT, emotional freedom technique, and how it can help with anxiety, overwhelm, stress, pretty much anything that's got you feeling off. Now, Teresa is the founder of Becoming More Me, where she helps professional women get out of their own way and resolve their innermost pains, traumas, and challenges so they can fully enjoy their success and present moments. Now, she invited me to do an EFT session privately where she recorded it, and then she's going to put it into her group of recordings. And the cool part about it was, you know, I said, hey, help me a little bit with some anxiety, help me a little bit with overwhelm. And so we did a whole session, and I've been practicing it and finding it absolutely fun. And it's been helping me with, you know, sometimes I'll really want to talk about a certain subject, but then I'll like hold myself back, or I will create something that I want to put out, and then those voices in my head stop me from doing it. So if you're like me and you're finding yourself that there's certain things that you just either procrastinate on or don't do, Teresa's EFT can help you where you need to go. So emotional freedom technique is what EFT stands for, and we're going to be talking all about it today. So let's introduce you to Teresa Lear Levine.
Hey, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause, of course. And today we have Teresa Lear Levine on, and I am excited to geek out with her because, first of all, she has a podcast called Becoming More Me. And I feel like this age of getting into our 40s and moving forward is all about, like, who am I? And what am I meant to do in this world? So Teresa, welcome to The Health Fix Podcast.
Thank you so much, Janine. I'm so happy to be here.
So yeah, this concept of becoming more me, I want to hear about how did you come up with the name for the podcast? And of course, we're going to talk about all the things that you do, because they're all things that I think we should have been taught in preschool.
Oh, and, yes.
And here we are. Here we are.
I say those exact words. So I'm just like, it's a sigh of like, I am with someone who gets this, and that feels really good. So yeah, I mean, I have always been really into personal development and personal growth and geeking out on all different new concepts and learning. And it got to a point where I couldn't learn my way out of different things that I was feeling or going through. And there had to be something more in order for me to continue the transformation, continue the evolution, continue growing and becoming a more conscious being. And during that time, I discovered meditation. I discovered all different ways to kind of, you know, keep the growth going, but I would still keep getting stuck. And then I discovered, and I say that lightly because it had been put in front of me so many times, it's just I hadn't really accepted it and grown with it, emotional freedom techniques. And with that, it felt like I was able to continue the process of becoming more of who I'm meant to be in this world and to continue elevating that consciousness and unblocking myself around all sorts of things that previously had me feeling super stuck. So that's kind of how it came to be.
I like that though. You know, I think a lot of us are realizing like, you know, okay, I've done this diet program. I've read this book. I've, you know, worked out this particular way. I've been running, you know, maybe some of my life trying to get rid of my stress, but now I've to a point where, why do I keep repeating the same loops? Why do I find myself exactly in the same, you know, situations with my career over and over again? And this is where, you know, EFT, so huge, letting things go.
And it was exactly that for me, because I studied nutrition in school, and I always enjoyed learning about supplementation and food and all different other things. And I actually spent a long time in like the health coaching field and helping all sorts of women and myself at the same time to, you know, either lose weight after having babies or, oh goodness, I'm so sorry.
It's all good. Life.
I spent a lot of time in the health coaching field. I was helping women with all these things that, you know, that I was wanting to improve upon at that time too. And it got to the point where I realized that the people that I wanted to help most and the people that needed my help the most, unfortunately, didn't seem willing to do the deeper work necessary to make the breakthroughs that they said that they wanted. So I didn't necessarily part ways with nutrition and fitness. I'm still very much into those. But even for myself, I needed ways that were more mind, body, spirit, interconnected and holistic, and that honored my ability to grow and to love and accept and forgive myself along the way as part of that process. Mm-hmm. And that's where I was really able to continue my growth and able to work with the women that really aligned with me more in that way.
It makes a lot of sense. And it's a crazy journey that we have to go through to get to that point. I feel like just unfortunately our medical model has it where we're like, someone's going to fix me. Someone has the right plan. So you're looking for something externally when in reality, 9 times out of 10, I will find that it's an internal thing. And so I talk so much about you can heal yourself. You can do these things. And people are like, yeah, I'm not really sure about that. You're kind of, I don't know, this doc's a little bizarre. But it's the same kind of thing that it seems like you came to the realization, because I've been a doc for 15 years and sometimes you're like, I really want to help this particular person, but I can't seem to move them to going, okay, we've got blocks. It's the same concept of why we keep going back to the donuts. And instead of just having one donut, you know, on a Saturday with friends and, you know, it's done and we let it go. It's turns into things where we spiral down and can't seem to get out of the different diet, you know, downfalls or off the wagon per se.
What we know and what's familiar to us always feels safer than what we don't know. And that's just purely a nervous system thing. And it's not as hard to change as people like to think, but yet that same, like our brain still keeps taking us back to, but you already know how to eat all the donuts. Like you don't know how to not eat all the donuts. So go eat all the donuts. You know what happens when you do that, even though it's awful, you know what happens and you know how to handle what happens and you know how to like get on with your life after that. But we have no idea what's going to happen if you don't eat the donuts. That's a little bit scary. So you have to regulate around that and actually like elevate your consciousness to realize like, like I'm actually in control here. This is okay. I'm safe to not eat the donuts. It's actually in alignment with what I want. And I can move forward through this with ease. I'm not broken. I don't need anyone or anything to fix me. I'm already whole, complete, and powerful. And I'm ready. So
I love that saying that I'm ready. I think for a lot of women coming to that point of like, I'm ready to change, you know, and I'm okay. There's nothing wrong. It's a matter of just trying something different. Try it on. And I'm guessing that's how you work with a lot of folks of like, let's try this EFT thing on. Let's see how it goes.
Seems weird to people that have never tried it before. And again, we know what we know and we're comfortable with what we know. And even if we say that we're ready, sometimes it still takes a little bit of a push or some support or accountability or a hand to hold in order to actually keep going. So but EFT is the most gentle and effective, efficient way to work on whatever's bothering you that I have found at least.
Oh, I agree. And for me, it's the connection with the acupuncture channels that I find with the certain spots that I'm tapping on. I'm going, oh, this is amazing. So of course we've talked about it. I briefly will intro about the EFT, but I would love to kind of share for folks, what is EFT specifically and how you're using it so we can gain a little understanding of, because multiple people are using, you know, different ways. And I would like to hear your kind of take and your special spot, you know, sauce in it.
Absolutely. Because EFT can literally be used on anything you can feel, whether that's physical or emotional, whether it's a past trauma, a present something going on, or a future something that you're worried about. So it really does open the door to a million different ways that you can use it, just countless applications. And it stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques, otherwise known as tapping. I feel like that's a little bit more commonly heard, but they're both the same thing. That's an interchangeable title for it. And been around for a long time. Even in the way that we know it as EFT and tapping, but it's based in ancient Chinese wisdom, the same kind of stuff that you're using with the acupuncture, those meridian channels through our body, and also modern psychology. So it's kind of this beautiful marriage of both of those things, and it regulates the nervous system, and it goes straight to the amygdala. Like when you're tapping, you're focused on whatever the negative thing is. Mm-hmm. And I love that because we live in times and a culture where so often it's just flip it to the positive, flip it, come on, just get there. And we don't acknowledge or allow ourselves to feel what we're actually feeling. And if we're having negative feelings, those need to be rooted out before we can implant the positive seeds and get them to grow. Otherwise they just get, you know, overcome by the weeds of all the negativity that's still there. You know, just because you ignore it doesn't mean it's not there. And, you know, so we have to deal with that. And I like that this is a modality that encourages us to embrace the negative when everything else seems to be telling us, like, you know, count your blessings, think positive, whatever. I believe in all of that. I'm not saying I don't, but I'm just saying you gotta get the foundation right before you can really authentically, genuinely feel good about whatever it is you're trying to feel better about. So you are concentrating on the negative while you are voicing what it is that's negative, and you're tapping literally like with your fingertips on these different meridian endpoints. So we have the karate chop point, which is the side of your hand as if you were going to karate chop a board. And that's have the top of the head. And all of these, you know, since you understand acupuncture, they all relate to different meridians. So, you know, the karate chop point is going to relate with like the small intestine, and the top of the head is going to relate with the governing vessel. Our eyebrow point, which is like right where the hair on the eyebrow begins, is going to correlate with the bladder meridian. And then we have the side of the eye, and that's going to be the gallbladder meridian. We have under the eye, that's going to be with the stomach. And then under the nose is going to be also governing vessel, and the chin is going to be central vessel. So, and we can go down also to, you know, the collarbone area, and under the arm would be two other points that tend to be used quite a bit with EFT. So we're tapping these points and we're stating the negative. And as we do, it's bringing down our stress hormones, therefore our resistance to whatever it is that we're feeling negative about. And it's going right to the amygdala. So with talk therapy, you're kind of just in that frontal lobe area, and it can feel really good to talk about something, and talk therapy is wonderful, but a lot of times you don't get to the root of it, and it doesn't get regulated through the nervous system. So therefore the same issue comes up, you know, might be in a week or a month or a year, but the same thing tends to resurface. Whereas here, when you get to the root of the problem, you're done. You know, it's not going to come back again. And you can lower, and this, I mean, from a health standpoint, because I know you talk about so many different things with health, in like 10 minutes or less, you can lower your cortisol levels up to 43%.
Wow.
With tapping. Wow. So I know that you understand the impact of that. So even if you're just working on, like, you know, feeling angry or feeling upset or whatever else, at the same time, the cortisol level going down affects all the things that stress hormones affect. So it's very common for people to get healthier, to lose weight, all sorts of other really cool side effects that happen when you have a regulated nervous system and you're just generally feeling better and less stressed and resistant to life in general.
It's so huge. And I'm always talking about the more time we can spend in parasympathetic mode, the better we're going to feel, the better our body's going to be, and the weight, of course, since most of my listeners are perimenopausal, menopausal ladies who are, you know, going, I just want to look good. I just want to feel good in my body. And this is an excellent tool that's portable. and free for that matter, since it comes with our own body parts. And all we have to do is just get into tapping. Now, of course, before we do a little demo on the tapping, I wanted to have your sense of, for folks who are just getting started with this, how often should someone tap? Can they do it? How many times is like good in a day with all the things that come up? But kind of how does a sequence work? Because this is one thing that no one's ever explained to me. Like, what do I do?
Okay. Well, yeah. Great. I'm here for that. So there's not a right or wrong answer there.
Okay.
You know, sometimes when I'm working with my clients, you know, they'll come for their sessions and they won't do anything in between their session until the next time. Or I might say, hey, you know, maybe like do a round a day on whatever it is that we're working on. But I personally like to wake up in the morning and just whatever kind of comes to mind that's just feeling a little off, I just tap what we call a round. So a round of tapping is using the setup point, which is that karate chop point on the side of your hand, and tapping there with the fingers on your opposite hand and stating the problem pretty much. So I don't know what tends to be issues that your listeners deal with on a regular basis.
You know, I can even give one myself, but I know this is common for a lot of people. Morning, just waking up in the morning and being like, I have so much to do. How am I going to get through the day? I'm tired.
Overwhelm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So in that instance, you would just, you'd set it up on the side of the hand, you know, even though the day just started, I feel really overwhelmed and I have no idea how I'm going to get it all done, but I want to love, accept, and forgive myself. Something along those lines. And you would say that three times in that area or something similar to it. Mm-hmm. And then from there, you would go into the other points that we talked about. So you'd go to the top of the head. And there I tend to use like all five of my fingers on my hand and just gently kind of tap and kind of pepper it around in the top of the head. And you might just say something as simple as feeling so overwhelmed. And then you'd move to the eyebrow point and you're just talking through the negative feeling. Like, I have no idea how I'm going to get it all done. Moving to the eyebrow. Go to the side of the eye. You might say something like, I feel tired. I'm not ready for the day to start. Whatever it is, you're just voicing what it is and tapping through those points. And, you know, if you want, I'd be more than happy when we're done recording to do a quick, actually video demo. Yeah. I have this really awesome book called The Private Sessions, which I've compiled these private tapping sessions with over 2 dozen other podcast hosts on different things. And your listeners can get a copy for free and we can put a demo in there for them as well, because this is so much easier to see than it is to listen to on a podcast.
Yeah.
And frankly, it can be kind of boring to listen to on a podcast. So I will just say to your listeners, just go to theprivatesessions.com, grab a copy of this. Janine and I are going to create an awesome video for you that'll be in that book. And you'll have all sorts of topics that you can try this out on. There's literally over $6,000 worth of free tapping therapy in this book, and you can get a copy for free. So that's what I would say. And we can really go through the sequence in there and we can get a nice shift for you too, so that, you know, you can feel the difference.
Yeah. Well, let's do it that way. You guys heard it. You know, I like to kind of play with things. I love to hear how things feel, but I also love to hear feedback from my folks. So we'll make sure we get some feedback after they try out the sessions. Plus there'll be a little bit of from when we've recorded this till when I release it. So we'll get to have some info there. So these rounds, is it one full round through all the points then, or is one round three times through?
Three times through. So you've got the three times that you say the thing while you're tapping on the karate chop point. Mm-hmm. And then you go through the points, top of the head, eyebrow, side of the eye, under the nose, under the chin, collarbone, and under the arm, which for us women is pretty much like where the bra strap would go around the body, not like your armpit, just for clarification. I mean, we've got meridian points all over the place, as you know, but some of them work a little bit better than others. So if we get it right, it's a little bit better. And yeah, so you go through those points three times. And once you get to that third round through, if you're feeling a little less overwhelmed, a little bit more capable of taking on your day, you could switch it to some more positive type things. But you don't want to plant the positive stuff before the negative's feeling like you've got it resolved. So maybe by that third round, you are feeling like, man, I'm kind of ready to take on this day. It's feeling a little better. So maybe you start saying something like, you know, I'm open to the idea that I'll get done everything I need to get done today. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I feel like it's safe for me to release some of this overwhelm. No, this worry isn't really serving me right now, that kind of thing. And just tapping through that. And then once you get through that third time through all the points, you're just going to take a nice deep breath And, you know, as I'll explain when we do our other recording also, it's really important to assess at the beginning before you start. So maybe you've woken up and you're feeling overwhelmed and you kind of go, kind of like when you go to the doctor, you have that kind of scale of 0 to 10, how much pain or how much you're feeling or whatever. Just how much overwhelm is this on a scale of 1 to 10, 0 to 10, and write down that number, because so very often people will tap through a round of EFT. They'll feel a lot better. And then they'll go, oh, I guess it wasn't that bad, because they think they just did nothing for some reason. Instead of realizing their true power and how much they actually just, you know, did this amazing thing. And they're just so, so incredibly powerful to change what's happening in their body. And it's very easy to see that on things that are tangible. Like if you work on a headache or anxiety or overwhelm, where you really do notice that difference right away. Whereas, you know, when I work with a lot of my clients, sometimes we're working on things that are a little less tangible. You know, maybe they're feeling stuck, or there's issues with work-life balance, or they're trying to work through a divorce or fear of flying or all sorts of other things where it's a little harder to test it in the moment, but it will present itself as, you know, as working. You know, it just might not present itself at the end of the tapping round. So you just have to kind of wait and see how you did with peeling back the layers and what's still there.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Oh man. Yeah. I find that, you know, for a lot of people, they'll be like, I'm doing this thing, but you know, I'm not sure if it's really working. So I think that's important for us to really accept the fact that we can heal ourselves. We have the potential. Like we're incredible beings to do that. How many rounds or how many days, I'm going to get, like, give me a ballpark. How many days or how much practice does someone need before they really feel like they have a little bit more of a master, have the confidence that they can do this? What do you find on average?
I think everyone's different, but for me, it only took me about a week of just doing it regularly. And that was before I went through any certifications or anything else. So just as somebody with beginner's mind, which I try to maintain even as an expert, just, you know, going in there and trying to feel it out. Like, I mean, from the very first time that I did it, and I was at a retreat and kind of doing it in a group the very first time, I noticed such a shift. You know, like I just, in the first few minutes of trying it for the first time, I was like, wow, my anxiety is lessening. I'm feeling so much better. Things are changing. So it doesn't take long. It can happen from the first time out of the gates.
Wow. Wow. That's awesome. You know, that's kind of what I hope for people, you know, and obviously we have to go into it, you know, believing like I have the power to help myself. I can do this. This is good stuff. So I think, you know, there are so many different things you could help with this. And a lot of people might be thinking, well, can I help this? Can I help that? Timing of EFT is something that I've been thinking about, you know, when's the best time? A lot of people are like, you know, gosh, doc, my life's already busy enough. I don't know when I can tap, you know, I don't have time for this. So what do you typically do when you look at certain situations? Is there a best time to tap? Is there an easier time to tap? You know, what have you found?
So it really depends on what you're tapping on. Okay. So your example earlier about being overwhelmed in the morning, your best time to tap on that for in the moment relief would be in the morning, like right when it is at its like fiery worst and you're really feeling that negative emotion and that resistance to entering your day, which is painful, you know, that which we resist, it just makes it more of a struggle and then your day doesn't feel so good. But with EFT, you can use it like a Band-Aid, and we all need Band-Aids. You know, you'd never neglect yourself a Band-Aid in the moment when you got cut or wounded or whatever. But at the same token, once you're kind of over the initial wounding, it's time to clean it out and go a little deeper. So I like to use it in the moment when you need to take the edge off or take the top off of it and just feel better right then and there. But when you have a little more time or a little bit more ability to kind of get into it and really find that clarity, that's when you want to go deeper. And that's either what you would do working with somebody that can kind of see it, the path a little bit easier than you can, even though it's your own path. And, or when you just have a little bit more time that you can just sit and kind of feel into what you're feeling, you know, kind of like, what is this overwhelm all about? Why am I feeling this way in the morning? What's really underneath of this? Not just making yourself feel better for a few hours or to get yourself started or to kind of give yourself some of that, inspiration to head into the day, but to really kind of get to the point where you don't feel that way when you wake up in the morning.
Right.
at all. You know, and that's the deeper work. And that can be done on your own if you understand EFT, or if you've done something like, I have a program, Becoming More Me with EFT, where I condensed down like all of my master level training into a program that people can do in less time than it takes to watch Hamilton. And, you know, it's just, it makes it easy for people to understand and to do their own self work. Or a lot of people just like to be guided through it. You know, yeah. It's hard to see the path. And when I meet with people, I look at everything. I like to go back far, you know, if you're having issues with overwhelm and things, I want to know like how your childhood was, what it was like as a baby, where you grew up, all that kind of stuff. Because if I can go back and remove those energetic blockages from long ago, it's going to be like toppling over a domino rally, where we might not even need to work on what happened yesterday if we can figure out and release and relieve what happened decades ago. So even though I'm not a proponent of living in the past, I do think that some brief revisits and some regulation around things that happened long ago can make a huge difference in how you show up right here, right now. Because the present moment is the only place we have any power anyway. And we've got to call our power back. And if we are leaking our power to past things that happened, traumatic experiences, bothersome memories, failures, things that just didn't quite go the way we wanted them to, then we don't have all of our power right here and right now. And the same goes if you're heading into your day resisting it because of fear or worry about things that haven't even happened yet. You are leaking your power to the future. There's nowhere for it to go there. There's nowhere for it to go. You've got to bring the power back right here, right now. And EFT does a beautiful job of getting you real present, real rational, really clear and logical. And for me, I've always said, it's kind of like, you know, you're at a concert, you're down in like the crazy like floor area where everybody's bopping around and you're hearing the music and it's fun, but you can't see the whole picture. And then if you were to like do an EFT round right then and there, it'd be like almost like you're rising up and all of a sudden you're up in like the nosebleed seats, but you have a clear picture of everything. Oh yeah, so that's going on. Oh, I see that. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it all clears up really quickly. And that clarity and that calm and that confidence comes over you. You, whereas before you do that, it's cortisol spikes and it's chaos and it's just, you know, feeling just really confused and out of sorts. So it's pretty cool.
I think you've just described pretty much many women's lives right there, you know, in terms of the chaos and wanting to be able to lift that cloud and see where things are at, you know, on a regular basis going through things. So yeah, I think a lot of people right now are probably thinking, okay, Teresa, how do I work with you? How do I do this? What do we need to do to set up a session so that they can learn from you? So give us the scoop. How do we work with you? How do we get to know more?
Yeah, I mean, the best way to connect with me is to go to my website, teresalearlevine.com. You can find everything you need to get in touch with me there or to schedule a complimentary breakthrough session if I'm offering them at the time that you listen. Yeah. And hop on, because everybody is different. And if I'm working with somebody one-on-one, I need to know more about them. You know, I'm not a perfect fit for working with everyone. And I really like to get to know people and to understand in what way I can best serve them, to make sure that it's going to be a valuable use of their time and that they're going to get something amazing out of it. Because I know how powerful these techniques and modalities, which, I mean, it's EFT is at the heart of what I do, but it's not all that I do. It's this whole like soup of different things that I've collected along the way that I, you know, mold together to uplift the client that I'm working with and help them to really feel held and experience the balance that they want in their life and the feelings that they want to have more of, to be able to manifest as we were brilliantly engineered to do and to really bring our dreams to life. So yeah, you can find out everything from information on my podcast to how to work with me to socials, connections, and things like that, all from my teresalearlevine.com website.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us, because I think a lot of people are going to be interested. I mean, I know I talk with a lot of patients on a regular basis about, you know, how do I let go of these things? You know, how do I move past this? I've done all the therapy. I've done all, you know, these things and nothing seems to be working. Plus, you know, a lot of folks will also kind of just get into, oh, I think for lack of a better term, you know, like I mentioned before, getting stuck in loops. And it's just, I think that to have a whole base of healthcare, you need to have the mental health aspect, but you also need to have the aspect of how do you get your power. And like you were mentioning before about you're giving away your power all the time when you're putting energy into these negative thoughts and repeating thoughts that you don't even know if you're telling yourself a story or not. Like right. It's, you know, most of what we tell ourselves is not even true about ourselves. And so it's
absolutely. Yeah. Breaking through the limiting beliefs, the fears, the habits, all of that kind of stuff is just, it's beautiful work to do with emotional freedom techniques, and it makes easy of it. I mean, so many of my clients have that in common, that stuckness, mm-hmm. that like, I just don't know how to either stop doing this or start doing this or get through this or whatever. And it just does not have to be so difficult. We can really complicate things for ourselves. And, you know, it's kind of fun when you get to the point when you're looking at it and it all just kind of almost seems funny. And, you know, I was worried about that. And that's kind of where you get to when you do this work is like, wow, I can see how minuscule that was, or it feels so different now, or I don't even care about it anymore is often the place that you get to once you've regulated. It's just like, yeah, whatever. So that happened. All right, what's next? Like, and that's, we should be able to do that. That's what helps us be more present when we're not worried about all those other things. So, and I know you'll share it in the show notes, but of course your listeners can go to theprivatesessions.com and grab all those amazing EFT sessions right there. Cause that's the best way to get hands-on and try it out for yourself. And that will automatically connect you with me and be able to, you know, tap into all those resources. I've got tons of, you know, EFT videos and things out there that people can just, you know, press play, tap along and give it a try.
I love it. Thank you so much, Teresa, for coming on and sharing all of those videos with us. Cause I think so many folks are going to really get a lot of great information from them.
Absolutely, Janine. It's my pleasure to be here. And I love being able to share this. It changed my life so much, and being able to help other people and introduce it. And like you said, someday, hopefully like from preschool or earlier, yes. Kids will be learning this. And I can only imagine what a world full of regulated people would be like.
Right. Oh my gosh. But we'll just keep working on it. Just team up. So folks, team up with us. Regulated people, game changer. Oh my gosh. Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed my podcast with Teresa Lear Levine. Just want to let you know that she mentioned theprivatesessions.com, and actually she and I did one together. So definitely go over there, check it out. She's got a lot of great resources and some great sessions for you to learn how to get comfortable with tapping and how to employ it on an everyday or as needed basis. Try it out, guys.
Hey, fellow health junkie, thanks for listening to the Health Fix podcast. If you enjoyed tuning in, please help support me to get the word out about the podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review, and just get that word out. Thanks again for listening.